afternoon. My name is Sean Harper, motivational speaker, 7-year retired professional football player. I want to talk to you about something that's extremely, extremely important. It's one of the things that I've noticed in people in how they're not making it, or how they are not making it to their purpose and destiny. And the title of this is called Casinos Don't Have Clocks. And so what I want to talk to you about is triangulation. And triangulation means is that you have at least 3 points: where you're at, where you're going, and an unmovable, unshakable, consistent point. Now, when you have a GPS in your car, it uses the triangulation method. So in order for you to make it to your purpose and your destiny, you have to have those 3 points. You have to know where you are, you have to know where you're going, and you have to have that unmovable point. So wherever you're at, you can use those 3 points to determine if you're on course or if you're off course. Well, what I've learned and what I've been noticing is that people know where they are, or they think they know where they are. They know where they're going, but they don't have that consistent, unmovable, unshakable point. Like when you go to a casino. When you go to a casino, your job is to make money. You're going to have fun. You know where you are. You know what your goal is. But because casinos don't have clocks, you're not able to properly calibrate your presence, your time, your energy, and even your thinking. Casinos don't have clocks. And any institution that is endeavoring to steal your time or money, the one thing you will not see is a clock. Banks don't have clocks. Nightclubs don't have clocks. Think about that for a second. So how can you properly triangulate your life if you don't have that third piece? So here's my challenge to you. You know where you're at, or you think you know where you're at, and you know where you're going. But what's your compass? What's that one piece that's going to hold you accountable? What's that one individual that's always going to tell you the truth? I'll be really honest with you. This I've seen happen to a lot of professional athletes and a lot of movie stars. That they make a lot of money, they get the fame and the fortune, then they get that entourage. It's all around them, gassing them up, saying amazing things about them. You're this, you're that. They don't have that person. They don't have that one piece in their life that's holding them accountable that they can say, you know what, you're wrong. You know what, you're out of line. You know what, you're out of order. And then you read about it in the newspaper. This person did this, this person did that. And you're thinking, how could they do that? How could they blow all that money? And that's because they're in a boat. They think they're in Jamaica and they're in Antarctica. They don't have a reference point. And I'll be really honest with you. I've struggled with this over the years, but I found a reference point, and that reference point is the Bible. I read the Word of God. I give my life to the Word of God. And to a lot of people, that's kind of controversial, but it's helped me out. And so my question is, what is your reference point? You don't have to be a Christian. You could be another religion, or you can have accountability in your life. But my challenge to you is that there's a reason why casinos don't have clocks. There's a reason why people are missing it. And that's because they don't have a reference point. My challenge in closing is find your reference point. Find your North Star. Find your compass to properly triangulate your life. All day. SeanHarper.org. Take care.